You're listening to SBS News. On Federal Election Day, voters are given two ballot papers, one for the House of Representatives and one for the Senate. Evan Eakin-Smith from the Australian Electoral Commission says a voter needs to put the number one next to their first choice candidate and then number every other box on the green House of Representatives ballot paper. The counting of first preference votes takes place first, and if no one candidate secures an absolute majority, 50% plus one of the primary votes, the candidate with the least number of primary votes is eliminated from the count. The second preference votes for the eliminated candidate are then redistributed among the remaining candidates, starting with the number two preference from the original ballot. This process of elimination based on the preferences continues until one candidate secures an absolute majority.
If you have eight candidates in your House of Representatives contest, you need to number all boxes from one to eight in that example. Your first preference, your candidate there might get excluded. If they are, then we move on to your second preference. If that candidate is then excluded, your ballot paper keeps on travelling from preference to preference until it ends up in a pile and counted. So ultimately, you preferencing number seven ahead of number eight means that you might get that candidate ahead of your least favourite candidate, which is important. Your vote always counts.
Mr. Eakin-Smith says that's why it's vital to number every box on the green ballot paper.
Preferential voting essentially means that your vote can go further. If your preferred candidate, your number one candidate, doesn't end up being one of the top two candidates, in many systems, your vote would then be set aside. In the Australian system, it's not. So carefully number every box on the House of Representatives ballot paper, the green ballot paper, because your vote will be counted.
The University of Sydney's Dr. Peter Chen says preferential voting allows for a greater number and diversity of candidates.
In the Australian system, using the numbering preference system, it can mean that less popular candidates can be eliminated and the general preferences that the elector has can be redistributed until one candidate receives 50% plus one for the lower house of the votes. And Australia really introduced that with an attempt to, in a sense, facilitate a more diverse range of political parties and candidates to run. And it's associated with, in a sense, the growth of some of the minor parties in Australia.
For Senate voting, a voter has two choices. They can simply put the number one for their preferred candidate or party above the line, or they can vote below the line for individual candidates. If they vote below the line, they need to number at least 12 boxes. Senate voting is counted in a different way to voting for the House of Representatives. It uses a system of proportional representation, which is designed to secure the election of several candidates in each state, but still retains an element of preferential voting. Successful candidates will have achieved more than a certain proportion of the total votes, called a quota. Candidates who have more than the required proportion of the votes have their surplus votes redistributed according to the voters' order of preference. Once all the available positions are filled, the remaining candidates are eliminated. Proportional representation has enabled small parties and independents to gain representation in the Senate. Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.